Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this, when it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
All right, guys, welcome to the Optic Podcast, episode 198. Here with my great friends.
What's up with it?
Shotzi, George, and of course myself. I'm going to be the host. How's everyone doing today, guys?
Good, bro.
Good, man. Good.
All right.
You know, kind of checked from seeing, you know, these two tied together.
Yeah, just so you guys know, we're chained up.
Wait, why? Why are you guys chained up?
One of the incentives for our stream, if we hit 6,500, we have to be chained up together for a day. So we
the
hit
whole
that,
day?
Yeah, so we hit
what
that sub goal.
What if one of you guys has to, like, shit?
I'm outside the bathroom, so... I mean,
we've already crossed that.
Really?
We've already figured that out. Yeah.
Wow.
The chain is long enough so that if I'm on the can, then he can be right around the corner in Paige's apartment. And so it's not too bad. And he's got two couches that are like an L shape. So I slept on one side of the L and he slept on the other.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Wait, wow. Was there cameras on you guys?
Oh, no.
Oh,
I
so
mean,
you can sleep.
Well, I mean,
so yeah, we don't know if it's
yeah, it could be Kevin.
But did you really sleep on the L-shaped couch?
I mean, you saw us walk in together, Chain.
That is true.
Hitch FaceTimed me this morning, and he said, "There is no way y'all actually did it." And I said, "We are about this. Yeah. I promise."
Wow. I believe it.
Respect, dude. Jesus. Respect.
All right, man. Shit.
Oh yeah, and everyone off. They got a tattoo. Well, not everyone off. They but
wait, who all got tattoos? Right?
Nick got a banana. Pam has something for his dog that passed away.
Yep.
Steph got the Optic logo.
Yep. And then Hitch got the banana as well.
Hitch got a banana, and Scump also tattooed Nick. Like
a smiley
little
face.
Smiley face. Yeah, it's smiley super face. Small.
Like, bro, he was at casing because he messed up one of the eyes. And so he had to go back and redo it. And he was like, bro, I failed. It's like, bro, it doesn't matter. You've never tattooed before. It's all good.
Bro, I failed.
That's yeah, crazy, and Nick actually. Ate 5,000 calories yesterday.
5,000. I saw
Five Guys burger, a Blizzard pizza. He had to do it for 5K subs, I think.
Oh, really?
Or something like that. And yeah, he ate 5,000 calories.
Damn. Yep. Damn. Well, he had 5K subs?
Yeah.
Or yeah, no, I think that's his record. That.
Yeah,
5K is his record. Was
holy
sick.
Fucking shit.
I was telling him he should just do like a dozen Krispy Kremes. Yeah. Like how much is
he made
a Krispy Kreme
sandwich?
Really?
Just three donuts.
Yeah.
Oh my god. You smushed them together?
He did?
He was putting pizza together. Like,
yeah.
Pizza sandwich.
Jesus.
No, 5K calories is insane, bro. I couldn't do it. That's too much.
I feel like 5K is actually pretty easy. Nowadays, bro. Like,
I looked
like,
at it though and I was like, I feel like I could do that. But once I got
donuts,
to that, yeah,
yeah
like
in and out.
There's a way to do it. There's definitely a method to it.
Even that crumble cookie is like 1,000 calories. That shit
one of those cookies
crazy.
Is fucking. They're so rich.
Wait, no, they actually are. They're so.
Wait,
sugary.
So you guys like Crumble more than Tiff Treats?
I've never tried Tiff Treats.
I've never
for
tried
real?
That. Crumble is that's nice though.
Crumble has some good.
Yeah.
Some good shit sometimes.
Like I gotta try Crumble. I always see it. It just looks like a display cookie.
Yeah, it has like hella sugar though.
Like, can you actually eat that?
Dude, they're
fake.
So rich.
Yeah.
You'll be like halfway through one and be like, "This is insane."
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
No, 100%.
And they change their like their cookies and their menus like every week. So it's never like the
same.
Yeah,
so you'll catch a good week every now and then where you're like, I got to get some.
Damn, I look, you've been hating on them and I know shit about it.
Really?
Been talking shit a little bit. Oh, they're good.
It'd be like that.
Oh, yeah, wait, that was your first time getting your ears pierced?
Oh, yeah, that was my first time. So we hit.
Where'd you go? Did you go to Claire's?
Yeah, we actually we documented that. We actually like did an IRL stream, and Blake was actually the film guy. So we went to Claire's. There were a bunch of kids there. We were like, oh shit. We're like, you can't film. We're like, hold on. And so, yeah, I mean, it wasn't that bad. It didn't hurt that bad at all. Like Blake said,
it's a quick pinch.
Yeah, it's a quick pinch.
It doesn't hurt. Hurt.
But yeah, it was simple. Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good.
You look funny.
Yeah. Oh,
that's clean. Fresh. That looks clean.
Oh, that's clean as fuck.
Yeah.
Oh wait, you don't have to. Well, you don't have to wear the wrapper on it,
bro.
You don't have to wear the wrapper.
Oh. Bro, you saw Seth walk in. He's showing his tattoo like this. He's walking
like
this.
What's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
What's up, yeah?
He doesn't even walk like that. He's just like, "What's up?"
Like, nah, it's fucking
fucking hot. We have y'all played the race or whatever?
Oh yeah, Blake was playing on the Manicon yesterday.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, how was that?
Yeah, he did a prestige for us.
Oh my god, okay. Wait. Did you just wait, were you?
Yeah, he just woke up, I think.
Fat tone.
He's like, what's going on here?
Wait, did you just wake up?
What time you go to bed?
And cell two.
And cell two.
Cell block two.
Bro, they're actually sleeping here, man.
That is crazy, bro. I feel like it's hot as fuck in here.
It is, bro. I couldn't sleep here. No way.
I played like a series of wagers. I'm like, it's hot as shit. Not happening, bro.
2 hours max, and then I'm awake.
Oh my god.
Seriously.
No, I'm not glad. What they're doing is fucking insane.
They've been for like 5 days.
I don't think I can do that. I deadass don't think I can do that.
I could do it, but probably not in here.
Yeah,
I could do it like in a house. You know what I mean?
Yeah. With
AC. I could do it in Seth's house.
Working
like, I could do it in Seth's house. Probably be comfortable as fuck in there.
With nobody there, just me, actually.
Just me and his dog, and I'll just live in Seth.
A fully stocked fridge.
I can't believe they've actually fucking been here for six days now.
Five.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
That is fucked.
Five days.
I mean, what are you guys right now? 7 prestige, Seth, still?
Yeah, that's whatever. What's Cold Havoc, though? The fuck's going on there? With the solo race to Master
Prestige. I was going to say, someone said he was like really close to us, and I was like, what? How?
Apparently, he's Prestige 6, level like 30 or some shit,
which
is fucking insane.
Bro, me and Brandon were watching the night for like 4 hours, just on stream, just like watch part in Colt. And his POV is insane, bro.
Like,
it's turnt, dude. It's more turnt than anything I've ever seen.
Playing
before.
That guy, I think, bro. I forgot what game it was. Wait, last year or whatever, we'd play him in ranked, and I just... Come on, bro. I don't got time for this.
Like, he's solo master.
He's just
going for dark matter at the same time. This is the most turnt shit I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I'm not even trolling.
People
bro.
Are just
getting
aiming
1v1 wages while playing for dark matter.
He's sitting there happy as shit talking about, like, if we hit 7,000, I'll cosplay. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? I'm like, you are insanely turnt, bro.
Yeah,
dude, no, I slept last night 3 hours. I can go all night. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, Colt's one of those kids that you could just tell. Like, you'll never hear out of his mouth, yo, I'm tired.
He's addicted to it. Yeah, he loves it.
I respect it.
Just know I tipped the fuck out of that Colt.
Yeah, for real.
Holy
who
shit.
Else is doing it? Fucking, who's the number one? Do you guys know? Number
I think one Doom Clan, Doom. Right? They're always there.
Yeah, well, they said the VPN like or something.
Oh, but who's Doom, though? Who's like part of that squad?
They've been around forever.
Really?
I don't know.
Bro, they've been around forever. Like, Doom? They used to do that shit back in like AW,
like
Black Ops 3.
Really?
Yeah, they would do the race. To be honest.
I don't remember, but yeah, I know they've been doing that shit since...
Really?
Forever.
Like, yeah. Like
Doom Clan right there. Almost a mil subs.
Ten years.
Anyway, they're just like a clan?
They started in Ghosts, I guess, yeah. Just a clan of, like, pubbers.
Are they live right now?
Yeah, what level are they at?
Yeah, what even are they? Wait, they have no face cam?
That's on the bottom right.
Oh. Wow, dude, that's crazy.
Wait, no, this can't be the... Oh, wait, what's the top one? What is that? What prestige is that?
Oh, shit.
He's about to be like...
That looks final.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen
it. It looks
one.
Sick.
And he's 55. He's like prestige? About to level up.
What's eighth?
Oh, he's about to be ninth?
Yeah.
They're close. Wait.
Jesus.
Holy fucking shit.
Well, that's fire.
They'll probably do that later today.
No. Nah, it's all about that and then having like double XP, dude. That shit matters so much.
I'm sure there's like a... I feel like they've been doing it good, though.
Yeah, they're like saving them for like good games.
Yeah,
sure.
We haven't used double XP all the way, so.
That is smart.
I know there's definitely a way to
do
it.
How do you get double XP? Like, what's like the way if I wanted to go get some right now? What is the way? Oh, that's crazy. What is that? Wait, 20 hours for $30? Where is this being sold at?
What?
On eBay.
On eBay. Oh, they're just selling the codes.
What the hell? I would do that.
Yeah, that's actually not
that's
bad.
Worth. That's worth.
I would do that.
Right. Yeah, but how many monsters is that, you know?
I guess I don't care. Because it's just codes, right?
No, I would deadass do
I'm
that.
I'm about
shit
to go on eBay later today.
So there's sure someone out there making a decent living off selling double XP
someone's
codes.
Someone's in a crazy little
like
mix.
Everyone,
right now.
They always
it's
find a way.
Everywhere.
I expect.
Yeah. They'd be hacking this shit. Apparently, people will, like, buy that shit, get the code down, and then, give it back to them.
You know what? Like, resell it?
Yeah.
So I think that's what that was.
All right.
It's just a bunch of reselling codes.
Yeah.
He just has so many monster cans in his list.
Let me guess. She made 500 today off fucking double XP codes.
Probably did. Like, dope the fuck up right now.
Nah, it's probably going to go. I'm assuming the rate. When do you think it'll be over? Because they're on day five.
2 days?
If they're seventh now.
3 days.
I would say.
All right.
What was it?
I would say like 2 more days.
Yeah.
Because after they get Perceived 10, they still have to level up all the way to 55.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true.
So it's like 11.
Jesus. That is fucking
yesterday
insane.
They were.
Not even Perceived 1.
They were moving. Yeah. I mean, we're going to be moving today if you use double XP, so.
Hubs in this game get so stable, dude. The maps are not fun.
I actually don't mind
Babylon
it, though.
And like the other really? One with the planes.
Yeah, well, it's because you go for headshots. Like going for headshots is actually fun. Like
that's what I've been doing.
Yeah,
I'm like about to get done with hairs or something.
I actually don't mind.
I just haven't played a COD where I actually like try to go for the. I literally spawn in, turn on the game,
wages.
Go right to yeah.
Yeah, immediately.
Like
wagers.
You don't pub at all.
Instantly. I do a little bit in between matches. Like
yeah,
and I'll end up leaving it halfway. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But, yeah.
Who have you been playing with?
Spacely, Clay. Nameless study.
I would love a shelf in that well.
Yeah, I was talking with Nameless study.
I would love to play that team. I'm not gonna...
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the maps?
I mean, they're pretty mid, to be
you
honest.
If you don't hit that bomb.
At least competitive wise, they're pretty mid, I'd say.
Yeah.
Just because like, they're just so weird, bro. It doesn't even feel like, I don't even know how to explain it. It doesn't even feel like fucking COD, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
it's like it's not like a normal 3-lane map. Like there's really weird.
Too big
it's just so
like
weird, bro.
Too small or yeah. Like
it's like I spawn in, like I look around, it looks big, but everything feels small.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the bombs are just in spots like you have to go fight it there or else you'll just lose the round.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I honestly every round I'm spawning into and I'm obviously a sub. I like to grab bomb.
Well,
I gotta go first. Put my life on
you gotta chow. Yeah, and then you're like 1-8. It's like, bro, I'm telling bomb every time.
Can you stop dying? Okay.
It's like, all right, bro. You play a bomb, man.
How is Babylon 6v6? That is insane to me, dude.
I like that map. For pubs, at least.
Yeah, yeah. Pubs. It's...
Like, I get doped up when I get that map.
No,
I'm
fucking
saying it's a 6v6 map is crazy.
Yeah.
That shit's like a fucking 1v1.
That shit's tiny.
Have you guys played Stakeout, the small apartment building?
What is that?
Bro, that's actually perfect for like pistol headshots and stuff.
I don't think I played it yet.
Which one? Yeah. Stakeout?
Stakeout. It's Stakeout. A face off
monster.
It's
just like
right?
A second floor of an apartment building.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's really small, bro. I'll tell you.
Oh, that one.
It's so mixy, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's like a gunfight map, I think.
Yeah, they're all super small. They're actually
I don't think I've ever played Warhead. Games. I haven't played Warhead or fucking.
Nuketown.
Oh, that's Nuketown?
It's like a shitty version of Nuketown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably the fucking rebirth, maybe.
It's like a shitty birth.
Yeah, I don't know. That shit, I was playing it earlier today. It's bad, but that pit one is horrible, dude.
Oh, yeah, I don't
it's
like
just like
that
a bunch of mine tunnels.
Yeah, we're
like,
playing that in the
base. Or they're camping up top, bro. I'm like, oh, no.
That shit's super
what is that map called? Vertigo or whatever?
Verkuda?
Verkuda, you had just Heglitch in the gear with a trophy.
Bro, that shit
dude. Jesus. That map is.
I was playing that yesterday in eights.
Like, come on, bro.
It's like you can only see a pixel, too.
It's the best map.
Oh, he sees his name tag every
yeah.
Like
half a second. I'm like, oh, my God.
It's actually...
yeah,
Protocol. I don't even know, dude. It's either Protocol or, like, Rewind for me, in my opinion.
The best one,
wait, what
said?
Do you guys play in Rewind besides this and do? Nothing?
No, HP.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, Rewind and HP.
Does this game play good for Hardpoint?
It actually does. It's just a fucking bang out though.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, really?
You are flying, bro. Skyline is fucking insane.
I like the design of that map, but all the glass and shit is annoying.
Yeah.
There's like so much longhorn shit there.
Yeah, that too.
Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna ask too.
Oh yeah.
You guys, like, we were talking about this. Can you tell where you're getting shot from?
Yeah.
Like, Sometimes I'll be playing and someone will be shooting close, but I'm like, well, I didn't know where the fuck he was.
Sometimes I feel like they're far away. I'm like, what?
The sound cue seems fucked up. He's right next to you. Yeah.
I feel like I hate the mini-map. Like, the mini-map is just like, it just doesn't feel right. Like, something about it.
Ant was like, yo, go to Magnified, change your whole gaming experience.
Is that what I have to do for the mini-map?
That's what I did. I mean, it still looks fucked.
And also everyone's sounding cues on wagers, so.
Yep.
Well, you've been changing the class loadout one back to the other one, or no?
Yeah. You have to, bro. You have to.
Did you know about that?
Yeah, but like, dude, that's
that
so tricky,
crazy, right?
That's so trolly.
And before every round, you're like, all right. And you hear the one teammate go, change your class.
Yeah.
I'm taking out my knife. I'm like accidentally knifing someone else.
I did that in my shot.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And then Blake's playing. He's like, bro, you didn't change your class. I'm like, fuck.
Someone doesn't have Daddy.
And you if you're like spectating, round. You can like hear better. And you're just like, to your left. And the guy's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
That shit's weird.
Wait, did you guys buy the new audio thing or not?
Nah, I heard you gotta scan your ears and shit.
What?
Who's saying that? Clay said that on stream. What? He's like, someone bought it and had to like scan their ears or something. It was Raxi.
Oh my god.
What?
Yeah. Raxi's on Mars.
That
too.
Guy, bro. That guy's on Cloud Nine, bro.
That guy's on Mars.
That is insane.
How would they know that you scanned your ears, though?
I didn't even do it, to be honest. Clay was like, yeah, he scanned his ears.
What the fuck?
I thought the same shit. Like, how? With a webcam?
Nah, apparently they like deleted it, though, or some shit.
It's not in the game anymore?
Yeah, so they're not in the game. I don't know why. Thank God, though, dude. I wasn't trying to pay for that shit. Jesus.
You gotta pay for better audio?
That shit is crazy.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's wild.
That's insane.
At first, I thought it was like a membership, too, dude. But apparently it's not.
When does, like, Warzone shit come out?
Rank is supposed to be in, like, 3 months.
Yeah, Rank is season one.
14th?
Oh, yeah, November 14th.
Dude, you're just standing there. It's like,
you want to touch the background. You want to touch
the
14th,
bro. It's pretty fast this year.
It just like, it feels like I'm being asked by the court, like, would you like to say something? Yeah, it's like really early. Yeah. Ranked this year is really early.
Okay, that's good looks, bro.
That's good.
Oh, no.
Good looks.
I appreciate that.
Wait, ranked or Warzone?
Ranked.
Oh, ranked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Wait, when is it, you said?
November 14th. Like season one.
Oh, it's fucking.
That sounds quick. Have there been hackers yet?
I haven't personally ran.
I haven't seen him.
I haven't run into a hacker yet.
On TikTok.
I know. TikTok. So I saw earlier before I left, like 6 a.m., they played a game with a hacker.
Really?
Oh, yeah, really?
Some kid was in their game hacking on their team, but like they weren't playing against him.
The fuck?
Yeah, I feel like the hackers come out as soon as Warzone starts. So.
That's true.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
So anyway, what about Warzone? When does that come out?
That I don't know. They just love it. Yeah. You know when
Warzone
comes out?
Sorry, what was that?
You know when Warzone comes out? No. He's like, no. He doesn't know.
Damn.
Are you going to play Warzone when it comes out?
Fuck yeah.
Really?
Like, a little bit. It's actually low-key fun for like the first week or two.
Nah, it is. Yeah. The first week is like,
fun.
Yeah, Warzone's fun.
Like, you're kind of getting dope from winning and shit.
Well, trying to just go strictly squad. For the dubs. Like, you're not
wait, what do you think was the best Warzone? Verdansk or Black Ops 3?
Verdansk or what?
Or the Black Ops 3?
Black Ops 3? Oh, you mean
or Black Ops 4?
Blackout, right?
Yeah, Blackout.
I thought Blackout was way better.
Well, I thought Blackout was pretty good.
I thought
good
Blackout
too.
Was insane.
Yeah, Blackout was fun.
But like, I'm super biased. Like,
yeah.
I thought if Blackout was like free to play plus fucking cross platform, it would have been insanely good.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't free to play. Oh, yeah, it wasn't.
Huh? Yeah, Rick. We were playing with Rick the other day at a wager, and someone brought up Blackout. He's like, "Yeah, I used to grind at 10 grand, dude. 10k earnings."
Nah, he did cash on that. That's
funny.
Oh yeah, he did have one hell of people on that show.
Yeah, that shit was fun, bro. It was lit.
Wait, who was like the 1v1 like fucking nerd and shit? Because he played that shit a lot.
There was this kid, Baby Dilster.
Oh, that
he was
fucking
actually,
guy.
He was actually really
oh
good.
My
is
god,
this Custin?
He was really good on 1v1s,
guy,
yeah.
Dude.
Ricky was really good on 1v1s. I would play 1v1s, but I preferred 2s. Like, I just don't like 1v1s like at all.
Yeah,
I like talking to someone.
You know what I mean? Like,
I can't do the 1v1 shit.
And just be there, just like solo.
Just kill races, right?
I gotta be chopping it up at least one person.
Yeah.
Right? 1v1, you're just heart pounding, just bread
I'm
on
just
the
dying
line.
Before the guys even landed. I'm like, I just lost 100,
and I'm raging by myself.
I'm like reporting all pissed.
Yeah. I need somebody to blame too. Like,
yeah, exactly. I was just gonna say that. Oh god,
I need somebody to blame.
I need someone
fault.
To take my anger out on.
All right, but Warzone 1 was really fun though. I can't lie. Like the first Warzone, I thought everyone was like playing it. That shit was fun.
The
like,
best
landing
the,
superstore, fucking
yeah,
running around getting cracked.
No, OG Verdansk was fun. Like that was the best Warzone.
That one and what was the small
wait,
one?
Wait,
that
wait,
came
I just
out?
Realized. Wait, I thought Verdansk was coming back this year.
I don't know. I don't know about Warzone.
Isn't it?
I just realized that.
Yeah, I thought. Yeah, oh, here he comes. He knows. He knows.
Yes, I've heard Verdansk's coming back, but I also saw like a Twitter leak of like the new screenshot map. Of the new map.
Yeah.
With like the water in the bottom right. I mean, it looked fine, an aerial view, but like I want Verdansk back.
Yeah.
Good looks, Blake.
Thank you, Blake.
Good looks. Thank you.
Facts from Blake.
Well, that's kind of crazy. The fact that like no one has realized until like this leak. Wait, so what is this glitch? You just go in theater and like you fucking somehow see the new maps?
Yeah, apparently they saw it in theater.
You just
theater
like, free
mode.
Cam
yeah.
and go somewhere else and you're just in the fucking war zone.
Right? Apparently Hacienda's coming to the game.
Really?
And I think Yemen. Did they say Yemen?
Really?
That sucks for you.
Wait, what is Yemen?
Yeah.
When we ran you guys on.
100%.
When you guys got like 12 points up.
Yeah, you didn't hear Blake, but...
Oh, the scum bill.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
You guys didn't hear Blake, but he said a map pack will save this game, and I agree.
Appreciate it,
I mean,
Blake.
It's what happened last year, dude. Last year, the same shit. We didn't really... I mean, the only thing we really had was what? Fucking Invasion? It was like the only like good map. What's crazy is that everyone talked shit about Invasion, but it was like the most played map. Like,
I like Invasion.
I feel like I always saw Invasion Control.
Competitive wise, like everyone in the map played it. HB, S&D, Control.
I didn't mind it.
But then obviously Six Star and Rio came back, and then
those maps are vibey.
Yeah, no, it was actually
those maps
were
actually vibey.
Yeah,
yeah, because bro, we played Terminal, fucking Skid Row.
You guys are playing like OG
Terminal
MW2 maps,
dude. That was. Dog shit, dude.
That was the worst thing ever.
The hill and the burger was fucking insane.
That was terrible.
And there was like a
watch.
Little makeshift like shelf you could jump on. You're just in like a godhead shooting people.
Oh, yeah.
Like...
And then fucking there was the book hill. And...
I mean, they have like so many Rain maps hill. They could pull from like that are good.
Yeah.
It's a fucking Treyarch. You know what I mean? Like they can pull like so many maps.
I feel like Freak would be crazy in this game.
Bro, Raid.
Frequency?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They could bring like Raid, Sandoff. They could bring like, you know what I mean? They could do all these like fun.
Yeah, you got
ones.
Raid and all those
I
maps.
Feel like every BO4 map would be godlike.
I feel like BO4 had really good maps.
Yeah.
Like Arsenal was really good too.
I feel like
Arsenal
this game was godlike.
Ooh,
Arsenal
was really
good. Hacienda was good.
All those maps were so godlike, dude.
Wow.
What do you think the best Cold War map was?
Raiden, no, I'm trying to...
Was it Moscow Raid? Checkmate?
I liked...
Miami?
Moscow?
Garrison. Was it Garrison?
I forgot about it. Yeah.
Oh, Garrison's good.
Yeah. I was going to say
Moscow, Garrison's they good. Play the best, right?
Huh?
Moscow probably played the best.
Yeah, Moscow was good, but Garrison was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Garrison was,
What was that one snow map before the beginning of the year?
Crossroads?
Yeah. That shit was a bang out. That was insane.
Porter loved that map, dude. Porter was fucking insane on that. Holy shit.
No, they could definitely pull a hell of a map. I feel like maps would save the... Well, not save the game, because it's not dying or anything, so I think the game's actually pretty fun. But I feel like the maps are pretty bad.
Yeah, like the gunfights and stuff is fun.
Yeah, the gunplay is really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
The movement's good. Like, you feel like it's, like, fun moving around and shit.
Yeah,
you're not really bored just running around. Like, but yeah, the maps are definitely bad. They need to switch it.
Do
you think they're going to ban that sub, the PP?
PP gun?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
Did they
GA
the model?
Those are dog share now, dude.
What about the model?
Yeah, that's GA.
Is GA ready?
Yeah, bro. It was banned yesterday. Yeah, we were playing wagers yesterday.
Bro,
it's already banned.
XM4? Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
The XM4 is crazy.
Don't say that, bro.
That's what everyone's
going to
want
to get to.
I promise you,
that shit is crazy. Because we're playing itch yesterday. We're playing H yesterday?
He's so biased.
We're playing H yesterday, and holy shit, there's like 8 XM4s in the map.
Really?
Bro, it's
actually
fucking insane, dude.
Yeah, you cross map Bruce with a PP.
Yeah,
no,
I actually did.
That's
actually
crazy.
Look
at that. He was like, family. Family.
No. But, to be fair, I was on a heady, and then two, actually, I did melt the shit.
Actually, that balcony's hard as shit, I can't lie.
Yeah,
like, from where Brennan was standing?
Yeah, it 100%. Is.
Like, trust me, whenever I was a sub and I was playing, like, yesterday in 8, it's just impossible, bro.
Really?
It's just like, bro, because, like, the XM4 is literally a do-it-all. It's literally a sub and a fucking air at once.
Yeah, it is.
The ability's not, like, that different from, like, a PP
bro,
919.
Bro, that B-bomb on that map is, or the map where you were in Dash, you were doing the shit on, the B-bomb site right there.
The one underground?
You plant there, you to auto-win.
Oh,
the
one
that's what people do. They just
you
sprint
check
there,
it from
bro.
The jet anywhere.
Yeah.
You could check that shit from so far away.
Oh, here's the clip, yeah.
I was leaning back, too.
Yeah,
he wasn't even trying, bro.
This is like an FMJ gunfight for him.
Nah, aim assist in this game is crazy though, dude. Like far range, I swear, like
you're pulling aim assist.
It's better.
Yeah, it's just fucking insane. Covered it up close. But nah, the trick is you just go left, right, left, right. It's like the rotation of aim assist shit.
For up
yeah,
close.
It's how you were working your stick right there.
Yeah.
Like, not everyone knows how to do. They can hit those shots, but they don't know how to work the stick like that.
Some COD shit. Like, I'm not sure if you go in a range, I'm not sure if they fixed it, but for whatever reason, you iron, right? Like a fucking bot, and then you literally don't move your right stick. You just go left. For whatever reason, it won't like lock on the bot if you go left. But if you go right, it literally auto locks on the guy. No bullshit. You should try it.
You're saying with your right stick?
Actually, yeah.
The right stick, it always just tracks him. Whenever you go left, the aim assist literally just drags a lot. Like, it doesn't even like follow.
You're saying long strip, right?
Yeah, that's what basically. I got from the combo. Yeah.
Always straight right. Oh, God. I'm not even trolling. You should try it in the range.
What do I do if they're to my left?
Oh, then you're fucked.
Just like canceling time,
man. You can go right. Right.
You just move your player every time.
That's actually insane.
No bullshit. Oh, yeah. Tush got taped to the fucking
wall. Yeah,
oh,
yeah. That was insane.
What was that?
Right there.
Yeah.
That was right there?
Wait, how long was he?
He was there for an hour, he said. But it took like an hour like to set up. So it took like 2 hours. That is insane.
Jesus. Wasn't that like a trend back in the day?
What?
I swear.
Being taped to the wall?
Yeah, I swear that was a trend.
The fuck?
I swear that was like a cool thing back then.
Just such a trolley POV. Like, Zinni shirtless. Tushy's taped to the wall. Wait, Zinni. Like, what's happening here?
I mean, the vibes are insane.
Jesus, bro. The fact that they had to sleep on these fucking bunk beds are insane, bro.
That's crazy.
I just couldn't imagine that.
Hey, they're dedicated, bro. There's dedicated.
No way, bro. Like, no fucking way.
Like, you couldn't do it if like, it was like you and your team?
Hell no, dude. There's you just no way, bro. Like, dude, you got to pay me some insane shit.
Yeah. When do you start scrimming and shit?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be, because we have a tournament today.
Uh-huh.
And then it's probably going to be like, because I think it's like a 3-day thing or some shit. I think there's literally a tournament back to back to back. I think. I'm not 100%.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, that's a Zuma tournament, right?
Yeah.
Oh, then, that one looks fucking OP for Brandon's team.
Yeah. Nah,
their team looks insane.
Wait, who's your squad?
It's me, Pred, Skies, and Priesta. And
that's then, a good team, too, actually.
And then they got it's Dashy, Kenny, Simp, and Ibiza.
Yeah, is it respawn?
What?
Is it
respawn? Yeah, they're
said, what?
Wait, is it respawn?
It's everything. Oh, okay. Or no, not everything. Only HBSNE.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If we wait, play is it going to be controlled this year? Get 3 games?
Yeah. Or actually, bro, what happened to fucking that one? Gridiron, what happened to that?
Uplink?
Yeah, apparently it was Uplink in this game.
Really?
Wait,
yeah. Uplink would have low-key been godlike.
The one in World War II was fucking trolley, dude. You could throw it across the map. You could literally throw it across the map.
You see him dolphin dive for the ball, just...
Yeah, bro, dude.
That's insane, bro.
Wait, so
we're pitching fastball, bro. Straight into the portal from, like, across the map.
Jesus.
No, that shit was trolley.
Lineups and shit?
Yeah. No, you would just stand on the ball spawn and chuck it into the portal. Yeah. Like, it was insane.
Yeah.
The scores were like 46 to 46, 44. Like,
Wait, how long did you guys try that in order to?
Like a week.
Jesus.
It was pretty fucking trolly, dude.
Nah, I'm almost positive that was rumored in this game, but I guess not.
Yeah.
They should bring Uplink back, bro. Or at least CTF or something. Like, I'm so sick of watching Control at this
point. Nah, Control's so bad, bro. Holy fuck, dude. The only game that I actually enjoyed watching it was Black Ops 4.
Yeah.
Literally.
It was brand new.
I need Capture the Flag back. I know people hate watching it sometimes, but Capture the Flag was...
I enjoy it.
I like watching it.
I like CTF, just depending on like how they do it.
Yeah.
AWCTF was trolly as fuck. You die in like your base, you'd spawn on the 50.
Yeah.
Beat them to the flag, fight again in their
pull
flag.
It back out, now it's a stalemate.
Yeah, it's just stalemate.
So it was like depending on the map, I guess. Yeah,
it would depend on how they do it. And the World War II was like too slow.
But like, one of the max dope feelings you get is when like you sneak by and you're about to kill it. You see the flag like slowly moving in front of you. You're like, I'm about to kill
him. Kill him, grab the flag,
return
and
it.
Recover.
Yeah.
Those plays are fun.
Re-pull it out, get it halfway. You're just on a roll.
Yeah.
Those plays are elite. Those plays are elite.
I'm not gonna lie. Uplink is like, I just don't know how it would work on like a game. I feel like on a game like this, it could work. Like with all the Omni movement, low key it could work, but.
Protocol would be like a low-key good map for it, too.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking about. Protocol, that'd be low-key.
Now, Protocol's actually a good map. The only, like, a hard point, there's, like, a bottom mid-hill. That shit's OP as fuck, dude.
Oh, it's a money hill, bro.
Yeah. Whoever gets there first. If they change that towards, like, the outside and you're, like, the fucking...
Like, in the courtyard area?
Yeah, in the courtyard, then I actually think it'll be, like, the best map.
Yeah.
Payback is a fucking... That small map, isn't it?
Payback. Which one's Payback?
The one top right. The like fucking
this
shit's
insane.
A fucking bang out.
That's insane.
Because we just did the maps, and I'm pretty sure we go back. I could probably tell you which ones that I remember. I'm pretty sure Verkuda's in.
Yep.
Vault's in.
Verkuda's played what? Hardpoint and search.
Hardpoint. Yeah. Hardpoint search.
Okay.
Skyline's in. Protocol's in. Red Car's in.
Red card's in?
Like red card is gigantic, dude.
Yeah, red that card, shit is dog shit.
Red card hard point?
Yeah.
That shit is
red
so,
card just
it's
plays
so
weird.
Bad, dude. It's horrendous. Yeah, but the argument was whether Payback or Rakuta was going to be in the map pool yesterday.
I'd rather play Payback, to be honest.
Yeah. Man, everyone and their mom hated Payback.
Really?
Besides AG.
I fuck with Rakuta.
Besides AG.
I kind of like Payback, but... Really? Yeah, it is.
The people's argument between Rakuta is just like the gear shit. Like, if whoever controls
everyone's
the gear,
up there, bro.
Whoever controls the gear controls everything.
Bro, even in SNE with their trophies up there,
it is fucking crazy.
Even in SNE, bro, you only see their names.
People snaking this shit? People been snaking?
Yeah, just one pump. Nothing too crazy.
Just one pump this year?
One pump.
Yeah, just one pump.
With the Omni movement, we got to cut it down.
With the Omni movement,
you're on gear just like this.
Yeah, that's literally, all you do.
Walking back and like this.
Yeah, literally, that's what I do. No bullshit. All
right, just one to the left.
You're getting
now,
straight
now, Rewind actually does play well. I was like, I did actually hate that map at first, I'm not going to lie, but after playing it yesterday, it actually does seem like it seems like a good map. The only map that I truly don't think that like people would like watching is Right Card.
That yeah, I agree with that.
It's just, bro, there's literally an elevator, or there's a fucking a hill in a parking stairs lot. Like, what?
Oh, that one's weird. I've seen that
bro,
one.
What
kind of
shit is that?
It's in the staircase?
Yeah, it's in the staircase. Yeah. It's really small. Yeah. Bro, it's weird.
And then there's a stadium hill, and you could get under the fucking, under the stadium and just aim your, like, low. And then Timmy's come out spawn behind you, and they just have to watch your flank. So all you have to look at is a little rat tunnel.
Just one way in through.
Yeah, that is insane. Oh, yeah.
That shit is like, Jesus. And then, yeah, Skyline, it is a good map, but, bro, that shit, it's whoever has the hill, straight up.
Yeah.
If
you have the hill, good fucking luck.
Dude, that one hill where you can close the doors?
Oh, yeah, that shit, too. Wow.
Stair one door.
Bro, you come out spawn, you see the stairs right there where you see the map?
Yeah.
You look at the left?
Yeah.
Someone has the left, the guy on hill watches his own, like, zip line shit, just in case someone took a basement route.
Yeah.
And then the other two just come out spawn and, like, either help
hold
hill
the right.
Or they hold the right.
Yeah.
Wow. That map is a bingo, but... I mean, shit, we do need a map pack. Can
and then,
hold you?
What's a Rewind?
The one with the grocery store.
Oh, no, I'm saying, like, game modes.
HBS and D, probably Control, maybe?
Yeah.
Rewind's cool.
Vault, I feel like low-key, out of the best, like, out of all the maps, I feel like Vault's the best.
Vault's the best?
My opinion.
It's weird for S&D, though.
S&D? Oh, yeah. S&D is
that map is weird for S&D.
You know, S&D, I feel like they have to switch the spawns or something in.
Yeah.
Bro, it doesn't make sense of the fact that the offense gets that low bomb site.
Yeah.
Faster.
Well, the defense, you just have to pray the nades hit.
Yeah.
And yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Or you just maybe wait for him. But I thought Rakuto was pretty bad too, but after playing it,
bro,
it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. Me and Space were winning vault by running to middle, double holding nade, falling through, and just throwing it.
Yeah, that's what we did. Yeah, that's what we did.
Really?
Boom! Yeah. Both of them blown up.
What the fuck? I never thought about
that. Have you used the diving board yet or no?
Yeah. Not like on someone, but I know what it does.
Yeah.
You can jump on it?
Yeah, you did that?
No.
Yeah, dude, you launch.
Yeah, you gotta
fly,
do
bro.
You literally fly, I swear to God.
Yeah, you fly like crazy.
You go like
fucking around on it?
Fuck yeah. I'd be going like, because you could go on that to like Top Cat.
Wait, what?
Oh,
you go like this.
Like, you could jump off head-to-head with it, boing, and then go left, like, right Top Cat.
It's kind of like Apex Strafe. You just...
Yeah.
What the fuck? I gotta try that.
And then Derry, like, holy fucking shit.
Wait, let me see this. Let me see this. Run that.
Oh, yeah, here you go.
It's actually vibey.
You just gotta walk to the edge, yeah.
Boing.
You could do it to where like, you go to the left as well. There's windows to the left. Access the balconies. How's he about to not show it? Not that one.
Oh yeah, we're talking about the one to the left. Yeah.
Look, he got like
there it is.
Probably gonna do it.
He's gonna do it. Yeah.
Oh, hold up.
Wait, he's moving.
You could get enough like speed to where like you don't have to mantle it though.
Crazy. Kind of cool actually.
Yep.
This podcast is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew has always been your go-to for a refreshing citrus kick and your go-to for gaming rewards. Starting in November, Mountain Dew Game Fuel is back with the beloved Citrus Cherry, along with an exciting new option, Citrus Blackberry. Look for codes on specially marked packages of Mountain Dew. Enter them at MountainDewGaming.com to bank points and redeem those points for epic gaming rewards like consoles, custom merch, or a month of Xbox Game Pass for new users. The rewards marketplace is filled with new items including DLC for World of Warcraft, Diablo, Madden, and more. Open to legal U.S. residents 18+, subject to program terms at MountainDewGaming.com. Ends January 31st, 2025. Void where prohibited. This podcast is also brought to you by Kalshi. I'm excited to show you guys an app I've been using for a while. It's called Kalshi, and it's the first legal exchange where you can trade on any event. Kalshi has hundreds of markets to trade on related to broader topics like inflation, interest rates, Oscars, Billboard Top 100, video games, and much more. Tesla and other companies like SpaceX, OpenAI, Google, and more. Kalshi's got hundreds of markets to trade on. How many cars will Tesla deliver this quarter? When will Optimus be released? When will Starship get to orbit and more? They've seen over 750 million in trading volume and they keep adding new markets. All right, let me walk you guys through a market and place to trade to show you guys how it works. This is going to be the PlayStation 6 announced before 2027. So basically, I think PS6 is going to be announced before 2027. So I'm going to put $100 worth of contracts on it. And if I'm right, which hopefully I am, I would then earn $14 back. We're proud to have Kalshi as a sponsor, and I hope you check them out. You can sign up using the link kalshi.com/optic, and the first 500 traders who deposit $50 will get a free $20 credit. That's Kalshi, KALSHI.com/OPTIC.
But yeah, we played that tournament today, so hopefully fucking...
Yeah, that'd be cool to
we'll
watch.
Kind of get an idea of how like competitive finally looks like.
Whoever that is, that's it, bro. Yeah, you can just like fall asleep in the middle of all this chaos. Like,
wow.
Yeah, he's just snoring up there.
Bro. I actually saw a TikTok the other day where like a guy was snoring, right? And then they put that, you know, that magnet nose shit? And then like.
It opens your airways.
Yeah. Apparently he wasn't snoring. Yeah.
What?
We might have to pull that. We might have to do a TikTok on Davis right now.
See if it works.
Because I'm pretty sure Hilton uses that. I'm not sure if you guys see him. But
yeah, I've seen him. Yep.
He wears like that stuff.
I got to try that.
I guess it helps with, like, what's that shit called? Where, like, you can't breathe through when, like...
Deviated septum.
Yep. Deviated septum.
Thank you, Blake.
Thank you, Blake.
I feel like, Blake. Yeah, but that shit's, I think it's, what, 2 o'clock or some shit?
What?
Tournament.
Oh, yeah.
That's today?
Yeah. That's
oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, I didn't realize until yesterday. No bullshit. I actually didn't even realize.
Was it
and then there's a free for all version as well, like to determine seeding and shit.
Oh yeah. What do you think about the GP, the AR?
Nah, I thought it was literally the best one. Yeah. And then I used XM4 and holy fucking
it's
shit.
Better. Yeah.
It is. The GPR is kind of like a fucking.
It's like a flex QBZ gun, ain't it?
Right? Yeah, it's like a flex. But the XM4, bro, you just have to use it. If you actually have the right build for it, I promise you, like, you're gonna be like, what the fuck. The GPR is dog shit. Because I thought the GPR was like, I was like, fuck it, let me just try this shit. Let me be a flex.
Yeah.
And I turned that shit off immediately. I was like, fuck that shit. Wow. How long has a, well, or what time are we at, Matt?
Are we supposed to? All right, but.
Go with this Optic NASCAR shit.
Yeah, that's what. I remember Hex brought it up, but.
Yeah, Blake's on that. You can talk about that. Yeah,
Blake.
Listen, tune.
Yeah, I got you, man. I'm going to this. It's in Martinsville in Virginia. Which
well, that's
is
a
like,
clean ass fucking
it's like 2.5 hours for me because we're in North Carolina. So we got the number 7 car. I think it's...
looks like
Justin. I can't remember the racer's name. I looked it up, but it's tight. You can cut this if it's a leak, but we're dropping like Optic merch associated with it, so we're like doing the merch shoot on the track, so that'll be tight.
Fire.
But I've never been to a NASCAR race before, so it'll be tight to get out there. And the track is mad small; it's like the first NASCAR track, period. So it should get rowdy. We're just crushing light beers. Domestics all day, just watching
number
green
7
war,
do his thing.
Green wall car go
Let's
around.
Go 7.
Man. Yep.
Wait, do they actually go hard in this shit though? Like the NASCAR?
Oh yeah, no, it goes hard.
All right. This is competitive.
NASCAR?
Yeah, the NASCAR. Yeah. Insane,
really?
Bro.
I think so.
Wait, what's more?
I mean, it's like F1 for red.
What's top tier? F1 or NASCAR?
I think it's two different type of driving.
Yeah,
but
yeah it is.
Oh, right. Yeah, I think it's F1, though.
But F1's, like, higher?
Wait, so what's NASCAR?
I mean, the cars are faster and stuff, and, like, it's more turns and more, like, hand-eye coordination. Yeah. But I feel like this is just, like, an endurance game. Again, I know nothing about NASCAR. I've never been to a race. Far, but,
yeah. I mean, F1, there has been some drivers that retire from F1 and go to NASCAR.
So it's like the MLS?
No, I don't want to say that. I mean, NASCAR is good, too. It's just different.
Dude, it's just so American. Yeah. Bro, have you ever seen that clip of literally the Apaches and F-16s flying over the NASCAR race?
Oh, no.
Dude, wow, it's so raw. Yeah. Makes you want to get an American flag tat.
Wait, is this what, like, Crims League is in or not?
I don't think so.
No, he does, like, circuits, right? Because we're just doing ovals.
I don't really know what Crims doing.
Oh, NASCAR's on the ovals.
Yeah.
They have two different
ones. Is it two leagues or two different types of tracks?
No, there's two different types of tracks. They do ovals and they do circuits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's just cool.
Is that it?
That's fire, though.
Is that what car? What brand of car is that? Is that a Dodge or Chevrolet?
Camaro?
Chevy?
Yeah.
Chevy? Isn't that what you
have? No, that's, I got a Dodge.
Dodge? Is that shit faster? Who's faster, yours or that one?
Probably that.
Really?
A race car.
It's a race car. Your shit's
faster than that, though.
My shit's faster than that?
Hell yeah.
It is.
The Tessie?
Oh, yeah. That thing pulls, bro.
Hell yeah.
So, if I got on the race and I knew what the fuck I was doing.
Oh, here it is. Look at that. Wait, those are the Apache, right? Yeah, those are sick.
Dude, look at that.
Brandon,
what is
that? Wait, the helicopter
is about to go rogue and just like,
the fuck?
Dude. Yeah.
I actually do.
It's just so raw.
There's something about planes that just get me.
What the fuck?
How low they are, bro.
What the fuck?
Imagine being in first.
Wait, so that's what they do?
Matt Craig just woke me up.
Imagine one of those flying.
They got me rock solid watching this, bro.
What the
1992, and it's the Hooters 500. Like, yeah. God bless the United States, bro.
It's like the most American thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw the other day on Twitter, I forgot which college teams it was, but back in the day they played on the naval ship.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of the water, I had an NBA like stage on it. Two college teams played out. The show was fire. Like the view was crazy on the water. I forget. I think early 2000s maybe.
That's insane.
The way they had it set up was crazy.
When is that? When are you guys going to that? The third of the next month?
Yeah.
It's like in like
4 days. Yep.
They did one last year, didn't
they? Yeah, that on the aircraft carrier.
Wait, what?
Look at this shit, bro.
Is that a basketball tournament?
Fire.
The fuck?
I saw this the other day. I'm like, holy shit.
What?
They're on an aircraft carrier, bro.
No, that's insane, bro.
The fuck? It's like a modded like video game, like
balls just in the water.
Sick. That's actually dope.
Oh, that was 2012. That was actually pretty was like.
Hard, bro.
Wait, what? Do you know why they did that?
I don't know, but they need to do that shit again.
Yeah, that's actually fun.
Is it like the Air Force College or something? Is that why?
That's initially what I thought.
Michigan State,
and Gonzaga. Gonzaga.
You're right.
Money.
It's probably like some kind of.
Bro, shooting a basketball is hard as fuck. Oh my God. Dude, I was shooting the other day. Holy shit. I can't get one in, dude.
Small crowd, just the people on the ship, too.
That's fire. That's fire, bro.
They had F-15s on the deck.
Did they really? Oh, yeah, right look. There. Right there on the right.
What's F-15?
Fucking. Oh, it's a death machine.
Wow.
Bro, those things are insane.
Vance UAV?
It's like a Harrier.
It's like a lightning strike, like bro.
Yeah,
lightning strike. I think that's a lightning strike, bro.
Jesus. Wait, where is that even at? Because you guys saw that bridge.
Where is that? USS Abraham Lincoln.
Holy shit. I wonder if any of these guys are pro.
College, bro. Oh, you mean like now?
Yeah.
I don't know. Was this recent?
That was 2012.
Yeah, it could be, I guess.
Yeah, somewhat could be.
Pretty recent.
Yeah.
Still a cool thing. That'd be fire today. Have you guys been watching the World Series at all or no?
Yeah. I've been watching it.
Yankees.
It's kind
of
like boring now. I mean, the first game was insane.
Yeah, I know.
The way it ended was insane.
Yeah, that shit was going.
With the home run.
But like, I watched last night's game. That shit was like kind of boring. Like, it was just like a slow bleed. And then just like one. I don't know.
You know how this story ends already.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Shohei's just like the main character of baseball. Like,
bro, he was fourth at bat and they kept advertising that he was like coming up soon.
Bro, yeah. I've been watching a lot of videos on it. Actually, like,
when?
The Japanese viewership is fucking insane.
I could imagine how many people probably tune in solely because of him.
So many, bro. And it's like tomorrow 9 a.m. when they're playing. You know what I'm saying? Like they're like it's like 9 a.m. in Japan.
Yeah.
And they're all like fucking cafes and shit. They're like so supportive of
Dog, were y'all in here last night when Zinni popped off after the Yankees finally like cracked a good one at bat? What's the guy that's like the GOAT, but he's just been playing super mid?
Aaron Judge.
Yeah. Aaron Judge, yeah.
So he apparently stepped up, and you know, Zinni's just checked the whole time. He's just literally back and forth. We're sitting on the couch grinding, and he's like, fuck the Yankees. Yeah. And then he's like, no, we got this. We're coming back. Dude, he cracked one, and it looked. The cameraman thought it was going yard. The cameraman put the ball, and he goes, "Get out of here! Get out of here!" And then the camera pans, and the outfielder just
waving it off, like,
"I got it."
Zin popped off so hard. James was popping off, and it was just like the freeze out of all time.
No, it was so good.
I wonder if Aaron Judge is gonna get booed by the end of the World Series, like. That'd be kind of insane to see Aaron Judge get booed.
I saw
New
something
York.
On Twitter. It's like,
dang.
How does he, like, and let's just say, like, I don't know if they were referring to Aaron Judge. I don't know nothing about the contracts, but, like, let's just say if his shit was coming to an end this year and they just were booing him, like, we don't fucking That'd garbage. He's like, I'm out of here. Like, yeah. Why would I want to stay here? Yeah. They're calling me garbage, throwing shit at me.
And they were still, like, supporting him last night, but, like, tonight we'll see. Like, because now it's like, they're about to get 4-0'd. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and he's, I think he has the most strikeouts in like postseason history.
That's what's insane.
He said, I'm not even joking. He's performing like I would.
Yeah. It's just crazy to see the regular season, he's just frying, and then postseason is just like not the same.
The team's insane. Who knows what could happen?
Hopefully they rig it a little bit.
Yeah.
Like make the shit go a little
hopefully
further.
Hopefully this is a story. They just come back and win.
That would be insane.
So I like seeing like a team win in their home city. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
me
I don't want to see them win in New York and barely anyone celebrating.
Like, that's
how I hate that too. Basketball too, in when LA. They do that, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, like, I like seeing the reaction from the crowd and shit.
Well, what did y'all think about who knows about baseball?
I know.
Decent. I know, like, a little bit.
Well, isn't it faded the fact that, like, what do they call it? The pitching coach or whatever?
Yeah.
Of Yankees, he like, took that one guy out. And then put in like the guy that hasn't pitched in like 2 months. Game?
2 months, yeah. And got his shit.
And just bom, first bom, pitch, bom, grand slam.
Yeah. He's like, this shit was a lollipop.
Sure. I don't know if that's faded or not. Like, if he didn't get grand slam and he saved the game, then like it would look final. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like
a lot of hindsight. Like,
yeah.
And then not only that, you walk Mookie, but I feel like Mookie is like, I don't know. I feel like in that moment, there's no way he's doing a home run. In my opinion. I feel like he'll definitely get like a good hit, but like I'd rather take that over like a home run.
Come on, Mookie Betts.
Wait,
pretty sure he hits a lot of home runs.
Their quarterback.
I think they all three kind of do.
That shit's crazy, bro.
That trio is.
But you
got
to think, 2 months World Series, his heart had to be
going, bro.
What guy?
When he came in to pitch, he hasn't pitched in 2 months since the World Series.
I mean, the first pitch that he threw at Otani, it fouled out, and then someone caught it. And then the second pitch, which obviously was a Freddie one. Dang. Holy fucking shit.
You saw how much Otani's home run, 50th home run, I think it was, sold for? Like,
how much?
$4.2 million or $4.3 million or some shit.
Wait, what?
His home run ball, someone that caught it.
$4.2 million. How does that shit cost that much?
No bullshit.
It's like the first time ever someone's gone 50-50.
Oh, really?
Like 50 steals, 50 home runs in a season.
Oh, shit.
That's insane.
Oh, that's what it is? Okay.
I think so, yeah.
Wait,
usually it's 40-40.
I wonder who has the most home runs right now. Is it still Judge?
What, most home runs a season?
Yeah. Like, including the...
4.3.
Yeah. Wow.
4.3.
Probably going to sell for more in, like, a few years, bro.
Yeah,
when he retires, it's just going to sell for more. Like, I don't know.
I was asking the other day, I'm like, what the fuck does LeBron do with all his after-game shoes and shit?
Yeah.
Keeps them.
He gets new ones
charity,
all the time.
Maybe some, like charity events.
Because he can't just, like, leave them somewhere, like, that's LeBron's shoes. I'm going to resell them. So it's not like.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
And he's been in the league for 22 years.
They probably watched that shit closely.
Yeah.
Wait, did Otani play yesterday?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that injured or whatever?
No, he's kind of like. I mean, like, I feel like he's just out there because, like, they don't want to not play him. And he's good enough to swing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I thought his
shoulder
was hurt.
I don't think he'd steal a base right now, but
he
can definitely play. He's only hitting. Like,
wait, so bro, he got that amount of money and he's literally a designated hitter? Like, he doesn't have to play in the outfield?
Yeah, because his arm's fucked up to pitch right now. He's a pitcher.
Oh, really? Yeah, he actually pitches.
He got Tommy John surgery, I think.
Oh, so he is,
takes
oh,
you out for like a year.
That's actually so if his arm was crazy. Good, he would actually be.
He'd be pitching probably. He's not an outfielder. He's a pitcher.
You're so good that you can get surgery, not be able to do one thing, but I can definitely do the other.
That's awesome.
I might not be able to pitch. I'm still hit homer.
Still MVP. Like hitting.
Crazy
like,
as fuck, bro.
That's insane.
$700 million worth of hitting, dude.
Yeah, you got to put him out
next
there.
Year, he's going to pitch too, I think. And then, yeah, this guy's, I don't know. I feel like we're like witnessing the best baseball player ever in real time.
Really?
Like, I feel like it's a cool time to be alive. It's like,
that's cool.
Fuck Babe Ruth. Like, we're watching, like, well, I mean, like, not fuck Babe Ruth, but you know what I'm saying? Like, we're like watching like
wait,
a new
about,
version of
what
like,
about,
who could be Babe Ruth.
What about Mike Trout? Isn't he disgusting too?
Oh, he's good. Yeah, he's I mean, there's nice. A lot of really good players like Bryce Harper and shit and fucking.
I don't know yeah, much Aaron about Judge baseball, too, but man. I've always heard about Mike Trout.
No, he's really good too.
Is that guy's on the fucking
Angels, I think. He was on the Angels at one point.
What's that one team that Bryce Harper's on?
I think he's on the Phillies.
Yeah, he's on the yeah. Phillies now, right? Mike Trout?
No, Bryce Harper's on the Phillies.
Bryce Harper's on
the I think Mike Trout's on the Angels.
Yeah, I think so, right? Still.
I think he was with Shohei like last year.
Yeah.
Who was the best like pitcher this year?
Best pitcher? I don't know who the best pitcher
was. Ryder?
Dude from what was the Asian guy's name? I forgot his name.
On the Dodgers?
Yeah, right?
Yakumoto?
Like Yamamoto? Or,
yeah, was it?
I don't think he's the best. I don't know. I've seen a lot of videos recently. There's like a lot. Every video says this guy's the best pitcher, this thing, best closer, best open. Like, I don't know who the best statistical pitcher is for the whole year, but.
Yeah.
I know last year it was Strider, I think, right?
Maybe, Curly. Yeah.
That guy's a fucking beast.
I think Ohtani was when he was pitching, like last year.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know too much about pitching.
I actually haven't seen him pitch. Isn't that crazy, bro? This guy goes from like a dog shit team to like
bro, and
a good
so
team,
scared
and now he's got to win.
They're nervous of him when he comes up to bat. They're throwing straight balls.
Who?
Ohtani? Like, oh, yeah,
really?
Take it to him. Grow a pair.
Oh yeah, they're always throwing balls on. Yeah. And they
play.
Walk them. Yeah,
I'm not trying to get my shit. To
yeah,
sent.
Lineup's like so scary, dude. You walk it's, him, then you got to face Mookie, and like he can still do it. And then now Freddie Freeman's on some weird, like just insta home run every game.
Yeah.
Just home run.
Wait, he's hit a home run every game now, huh?
I think he's about to set the record. If he gets one tonight, I think he sets the record all time of like
six
consecutive World Series games.
Really?
Home runs. Yeah.
Six
oh, really?
Runs two in the last five games. Yeah.
The last five he's done it?
Every game. Yeah. So like it's like these three games and then two from like 2019 or some shit or like 2021, whenever the fuck they were there. Yeah. So if he does it tonight, he sets the world record, which is kind of crazy, but.
I think they're going to win tonight, to be honest, which is fucking kind of AIDS.
I mean, they've been looking elite.
I feel like the Yankees just need Judge to perform, and he's just not. It's just like killing the whole vibe.
Well, he's like the only guy, huh? Who's like the other guy besides Judge?
There's a guy after him.
Giancarlo Stanton?
Yeah, that guy's also really fucking good.
Yeah.
The guy that did the home run the other day? But bro, he's like pitching fucking Stanton.
And Juan Soto is actually really good,
too.
Oh,
Soto. Yeah, never mind. I forgot about the guy.
I mean, both teams are kind of stacked.
Both rosters are like.
Like, Aaron Judge needs to just play better, I think.
They definitely
or bat better. Like,
now
it's probably so deflating seeing, like, your hard carry captain just striking out every fucking time.
Yeah, but you're so checked.
It's your 6'7 monster just fucking striking out every time.
Yeah.
You're like, bro, I just saw you hit home runs the whole season.
Bro, those guys are tiny. Isn't he, like, 6'7 or some shit?
Yeah, he's just a monster.
Yeah.
Jesus. Now, Tani's what, 6'4?
I mean, honestly, I feel for him. That probably sucks, dude. Like, you're in the World Series. You're supposed to be the guy on your team. Like, you're just striking out. You're probably hearing some fans, like, talk shit to you as you're walking back to the dugout. Some fans are telling him, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're good, bro. You're good. Like, it's just like, dude, fuck.
It's such a mental game.
Yeah, that probably sucks, bro. You're just in, like, a horrible slump.
Yeah. You know Jeff Teague? I don't know if you know who that is, the NBA player, old NBA player. Yeah,
Jeff Teague?
Yeah, no. So they have, like, a podcast going on and shit.
Yeah.
And he said that fans used to say shit to him. A fan was like, you know what, T, go home. I'm getting tired of this shit. He's what the fuck?
Bro, like, someone said that to me. I'm checked. I'm going home.
Like, if a fan's telling you that, some shit's going
you
on.
Know what, man?
Go home, T.
I'm tired of it.
My fans are fucking they're fucked, bro.
Insane shit.
Yeah.
Especially NBA games where they're like so close.
Yeah,
I feel like NBA games are probably the worst of it.
Yeah,
bro.
100%.
Dude.
I went to like a what's that shit? The Clippers game, and holy fucking shit! I was like low key, like right next to the net. It was like me and AG, and everyone was talking shit to Russell.
So Westbrook,
dude. Everyone,
oh,
but like
yeah.
he's talking shit back. So
he
like that's why,
it.
Yeah, he was feeding
yeah.
into it.
He likes shit talking crowd. I think
he likes that shit.
Yeah, at some point you gotta talk back because ain't no way, bro.
Yeah, he was talking hella shit, and he was low-key bricking, so it's kind of like bad.
Dang,
I don't know why he was bricking that game. I'll be honest. He was rigging.
Kyrie, where's LeBron? Suck much. He was not having it.
You saw like last finals when like the Mavs went to Boston and they were all just booing Kyrie every time he touched the ball.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I was like, damn, that is so fucking it.
But what was the series again? I actually forgot.
It was 4-1.
What did he do? He like flipped them off or some not, I don't think it was a series. I think it was one before that. But he did something like with the ball. He was like off with it. I forgot. I can't remember.
I don't know. That sucks though.
He's like making, doing crying shit.
They actually have a good roster this year, I think. They got what, Clay? Clay Thompson?
Clay Thompson playing it?
Yeah, he was. Apparently he's been shooting.
Yeah, he's playing for the Mavs now.
I ain't gonna lie, Mavs have a...
You did?
Yeah, no, they have a
Clay
good
Thompson
team, bro.
My high school.
The fuck?
Yeah, he went to
like,
the Mavs.
The same time you were there? No,
nah, he was like a senior when I was like an eighth grader. But my, my brother knew him.
Wait, you
like
went
my
to
brother
his school?
Was a senior while he was a senior.
Really knew
you went to school?
Yeah, like same high school as Clay.
Oh, that's actually insane.
What high school did you guys go to?
Santa Margarita.
Where's that at?
SoCal.
SoCal. Like what? Like
Orange County.
County.
Was your high school just packed every basketball game?
Hell yeah.
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 I mean, yeah, he was really good in high school.
Yeah, I wonder if they like everyone knew he was gonna be a fucking beast.
I don't know. I think I asked my brother that. I forgot what he said. Yeah, I don't know.
Imagine going to school with fucking. That shit's crazy, bro. Now he's playing for the fucking Mavs. I saw
it. It was crazy that he was actually like a good, like not just going to the NBA, but he was like a splash bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like he was like on the Warriors winning championship.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I was like, damn, that's insane.
Oh, that's insane, bro.
Isn't that faded that KD left?
I mean, I don't know ball like enough to know, but I'm sure Brandon could tell you.
Oh, you could tell me everything. AG as well.
Like, I don't know if.
Apparently it was something to do with like him and Draymond. They were like fucking.
They were beefing, right?
Yeah. They were beefing. He said something about like, "Yeah, we don't need you, KD," or some shit like that. And then he kind of like just took that art.
Yeah, I bet.
The bet, and they fucking left. I don't think he wants.
Now he plays for the Suns.
So I saw a clip actually this morning on my way here. KD like shot and someone fouled it off of him, and the ref didn't see it and called it an air ball. He said it was a foul. I ain't airballing like that.
Yeah, I think he's like eighth all time now, like scoring points.
KD?
Yeah. KD? But yeah, he's insane.
You think anyone will ever catch up to LeBron? No one, right?
They were like, I saw an interview, they're like, do you plan on playing tomorrow since it's like a stretch of a series? He's like, I plan on playing every game this year.
Dude, that's crazy.
Like, no one's catching that, bro. It's impossible.
Nah. Superhuman, bro.
No way. I saw a stat. I think you need to be
averaging.
I forgot what age, but you need to average like 25 starting at. You come into the league at 20, you need to average 25 for 20 years.
No, you need some. No, bro. You need someone to,
some
to start at 15 because ain't no way.
Shit, no lie.
There's no way he's catching up to him. Yeah, he's been in the league longer than he's.
And he's still good as fuck. Like, that's what's insane.
He's still carried.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he just drop a triple double like yesterday?
Yeah.
Like,
no, he's insane, bro.
Guy's just a superhuman, bro.
Yeah, their team is actually good as fuck. You got that new coach.
JJ. JJ Reddy coaching him is low key.
That's elite, actually.
Yeah.
Isn't he like an. What was he before?
He's like. He was. He was on the desk, right?
Yeah.
JJ?
Yeah.
But
he's
like
played too.
He's like a. Yeah, he's like a basketball nerd, though. He played, obviously, but he's like.
He was nice.
He's like one of those people that look at the game, like, just from an outside perspective.
Yeah, they're just
like
smart. They just get the game.
I wonder if they're actually going to be good. They look good.
Yep.
I've actually been, like, watching their games.
But yeah,
that's just crazy.
Nope.
Y'all see the Bronny shit?
Yeah, he's going to the G League, bro.
Yeah, only if he scored that three.
Oh,
if he made that three, he stays, bro.
He was there. He would have been in there.
They're like, all right, man.
I think they put him to the G League now?
Is that
the rumor, or is that, like, confirmed?
I think that's confirmed, I think.
Soon, like, this week, I think.
Yeah, because otherwise he's just sitting on the bench. He's not getting time.
He ain't getting no time. I feel like he's pretty small. No, I feel like watching.
That's what I have my. I'm like arguing with my friends about all the time, but they try to tell me it's not an issue. I'm like, when I see him next to like LeBron and other players, he does look
How tall
smaller.
Is he?
I think he's like 6'1", 6'2".
I mean, wait, is he a point guard?
Yeah, Bronny.
Yeah.
He's a point guard.
Or has to small? Be. Or is he?
Yeah, he literally has to be. Oh, he's 6'2"?
He's listed at
6'2". Wow, how tall is LeBron? LeBron is 6'9"? This guy was built
superhuman,
for this shit, bro.
Yeah.
Superhuman, bro.
He was built like
since he's like 13. His sim has been insane.
Hold on. I'm actually curious. Search up his mom and dad height. Like, I need to see how the fuck he's getting 6'1".
How does this spawn in? How does this monster just like spawn?
Yeah, how does
Bryce?
He, like,
Bryce, his other son is 6'6" already.
Oh,
and he's younger than Bronny.
Yeah.
How old is he?
I think like 15, 16.
15.
Bryce is like
6'6".
Yeah, he's taller than him. Yeah, yeah.
No lie.
Like, what?
he just got the bad genes.
Just walking through the hallways in school, just towering.
Yeah, a monster. Yeah,
it's just a monster.
But, dude, like LeBron at 18, he already looked like an adult, bro. Yeah. Like, he was big, bro. I'm like, damn. Yeah.
Bro, that is crazy, bro.
Well, can you search up LeBron James' mom's height? You know what I'm saying? I need to see how this guy got 6'9".
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't think his mom's like 6'7". Like,
no.
I don't think that's how it works. 5'5"? What about his dad?
5'5"?
Wait, what about his dad?
Yeah, let me see the dad.
Dad, like a Titan?
6'3"? Is it? Or no?
Dude, that's insane.
He was 6'5", freshman year of high school. Absolute unit.
What?
Yeah, right.
Insane.
So basically, imagine being in class in freshman year with someone Pam's height.
Damn.
Yeah. I'd be like, fuck.
Bro.
Well, where do you get the genes from? Your dad or your mom? Both, right? Am I tripping?
What time are we at, Matt?
Wow. Yeah. All
right.
Very cool.
But, all right, guys. Appreciate you guys watching the podcast today. Make sure you guys drop a like. Leave a comment if you enjoyed. And, yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Peace out,
boys. Peace.